News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Department of Education figures show that 1 in 20 school children are being diagnosed with autism. That's a threefold increase in less than a decade. Carl O'Brien, education editor with the Irish Times, has the story this morning. It's the lead story in the Irish Times. Carl, just take us through the figures from the Department of Education.
Yeah, so about a decade ago, Shane, the department was using an autism prevalence rate of around 1.5 to 1.6% among school children. They've now increased that to 5%. So that's 1 in 20 school children. So that growing incidence is clearly placing a huge strain on the education system. You're finding authorities year in, year out, this year especially, scrambling to find appropriate school places for children. We're seeing the projections of these prevalence rates mean that we require hundreds of new special classes, and we also need many new special schools to cope with demand. So just over the next 3 years alone, we will need a projected 400 new special classes. So special classes, 6 children, typically with autism, to a teacher and an SNA, and at least 200 new special school places. So they are places in with children with more complex conditions, and that's just to keep pace with demand. And I suppose if you look at the backdrop to this, we have had thousands of new special classes and an unprecedented number of special schools being established in recent years. And but it is still not enough. You know, we are your program and many other media have documented how many families are left without school places, without appropriate school places, without the kind of transport they need to get to these kind of settings. Children are sometimes spending hours to try to get to an educational placement which meets their assessed needs. But certainly the fact that the incidence is now climbed to 5% is putting a huge pressure on the system.
You, in your piece, go through some of the factors behind the increase in diagnosis of autism.
Yeah, most experts would say really what's happening here is a combination of factors. One is we know much more about autism nowadays. There's better awareness. There's also more sophisticated diagnosis. So we're picking up children who have autism, whereas we might not have picked that up before. But maybe one of the biggest factors is the widening of the assessment boundaries for autism. So that's, you know, what constitutes autism. So that has broadened hugely over recent decades. So there was a time, for example, that autism could only be diagnosed if a child had exhibited symptoms within a certain stage of their development, up to, I think, 30 months old, and beyond that, it wasn't autism. You know, those restrictions have been removed. So you're now seeing much more greater numbers of older children being diagnosed with autism. You're seeing especially girls as well. There's greater awareness that girls have autism too. Once it was considered really primarily an issue for boys. And then maybe more controversially, there is a belief, certainly within among policymakers, that the fact that when you have a diagnosis, the fact that it unlocks greater supports, whether that is a special school place or a special class or certain therapeutic services, that may be driving an increase in diagnosis for children who are on the borderline of those clinical criteria for autism. So I think if you put all of those into the mix, that's certainly leading to an increase in autism. And we're seeing it in neighbouring jurisdictions. Northern Ireland has also moved to in around 5% as well. And other jurisdictions are certainly heading in that direction. But 5% is really the top end for developed countries.
And just briefly, Carl, it's a massive challenge to provide places. Is it a challenge that is achievable? Is it something that can be done, do you think? Or is it going to take massive extra resources?
I think it can be done. You know, to be fair, you know, the government has had an abysmal record in responding to the needs of children with special needs for a long time. It is getting better. We're nowhere near it. But we are seeing some big changes, like they're staffing up agencies like the National Council for Special Education, they're charged with planning. We're seeing some new developments where you have a single common application system being trialled, which would lift huge pressure off the system. And hopefully we're moving to a situation where there's just better planning, because we have the money. We certainly, that is not an issue. It's really, I think, largely a case of planning. And as we spoke on the programme as well, school culture, you know, schools wanting to embrace children with additional needs and knowing that they'll get the resources to do that.
Okay, we will leave it there. Carl O'Brien, education editor, who has that story in the Irish Times. Excuse me, Carl. Irish Times. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.